commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
While on vacation, I took my daughters to a Broadway show. We saw Matilda. It's a children's musical. And there's something that bothers me about it. A little background. I am skeptical about demanding roles that involve child actors. I no longer watch The Wizard of Oz, the 1939 classic movie, because the more I've read about the making of it, the more I realize that the beautiful product on the screen is the result of outright child abuse behind the scenes. Now, Matilda's been running on Broadway to rave reviews for about a year now. It was tangled in a complaint from one of the stagehands a few months ago. A wrangler, that's a person who works backstage in productions involving kids, who gets them on and off after their scene and keeps them quiet till they go back on again. She wrote a Dear John letter to the New York Post and alleged that the associate producer is a screaming taskmaster, to the point that some of the young actors are crying during rehearsals and have been telling their parents they don't want to perform anymore. Now, it would disturb me if my night at the theater came at the expense of 9- and 10-year-olds who really don't want to do it. So here's what can be said about Matilda. It is delightful. Both of my daughters read the story and have seen the movie, and they love the way it was presented on stage. It is also the most child actor-dependent show that I've ever seen, even more so than Annie, where the star is in every scene, but the orphans get a lot of downtime. There are actually 4 young girls who play Matilda. Each does 2 shows a week. Our Thursday night show starred 9-year-old Ava Uola. She's a great dancer, not quite as good a singer, but it's obvious that no 9-year-old achieves that level of performance without being drilled a lot. She and her fellow cast members, there are 6 more kids, ages 9, 10, and 11, they have their choreography down pat. The more I wonder, how do they perform like that, the less comfortable I am. It's also telling that the 4 original Matildas from when the show opened all bowed out after 6 months, and the standard Broadway contract is 1 year. Several adult cast members have also turned over before the show's 1-year anniversary. Those are clues of an unpleasant working environment in the theater, especially when the show is a hit. Now, both of my daughters loved it, but I can't help but wonder, is something ugly happening here just below the surface? I'm fairly certain it's not the life that I would want for my children.